If you want to know how many times something has happened, you might say, how blank do you go to town? Do you want to know how many times?
I want to say what now?
How, and then a blank, do you go to town?
How many times do you go to town?
Okay, is there any other way you'd say that?
I don't know anything.
Would you ever say, how often?
If what?
Would you ever say, like, how often do you go to town?
Yeah, you can say how often you go to town. I mean, that's right. Mm-hmm. How many times do you go to town?
Say you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote with that guy, and you're agreeing with him. You might say, you want to let him know that you agree with him. He says, I'm not going to vote for that guy. And what would you say?
If I wouldn't vote for him?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say I'm not going to vote for him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for the other candidate.
Alright, let's see. What would you call the part of your head above your eyes? Right here, where you might put your hand when you're crying.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call this area?
Your skull.
Okay.
On your forehead.
Okay. All right, and when you go to the barber, you go to have him cut your
hair.
And if you were going to get a shave your...
The part of my face.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you call those little stubbly hairs that grow?
Hair on the chin.
Okay. When you ran your store, did you ever keep a pencil around? Where did you keep it?
Right beside the cash register. I haven't seen one.
Alright, did you ever keep it on you though? Would you ever pick it up and stick it behind?
Behind the ear. Sometime, but very seldom. I keep it in my pocket. Amen.
Alright. So, the ear on this side of your face would be which one? Your...
That's your left side.
Alright, it'd be your left?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, and this would be your what?
Right.
Okay. If someone's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. If someone were eating chicken and he got choked, you might say, he got a chicken bone stuck in his
poop.
Alright, is there anything else you'd ever call him?
Goes on in
there. Right. And what do you call this part of your body, though?
This part of your body is, especially the center part as you go, and the other part as you make.
Okay. You go to the dentist to have him look at your
throat.
Okay, or
teeth.
Or if you just looked at one of them.
You just look at one of my teeth.
You might say, I need to have something filled.
I like, yeah, this other tooth filled.
Mm-hmm. Alright. What is the flesh around your teeth? That up there.
And it's called, gum.
And what do you call this part of your?
Palm, yeah.
All right. And if someone got mad, you might say, he got mad and shook his
fist in my face.
Or you might say he doubled up both his...
Both his fists.
What do you call any place on your body that bends? Like...
Joints. Joints.
And what about here? You say he's carrying a heavy load on his...
On his shoulders.
All right. Or you might say, I feel a lot better now that I've gotten off my
chest.
Okay. And you call this part your,
down,
the whole thing.
Yeah, leg.
And this?
A foot.
And if you were talking about, you have two.
Feet.
What do you call this? You say I stumbled over a box and bruised my...
A shank.
Okay. What about... when the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might kind of squat down like this.
Right.
All right, what would you say you were sitting on? What?